Purification ceremony, accepting the devotees who have decided to sacrifice after so many lifetimes living in this avenue. We in conditioned souls, we have been running away from this, always avoiding to surrender to Krishna. This we have been doing since 1948. But when the soul becomes fortunate, then our fortune begins when we accepted to give up our stubborn nature. We are tired with deviant life. Now we want to humble ourselves to the Supreme Person of Godhead, which is our real nature. Our nature is that we are eternally servants. There is no time we are going to become masters. We are constitutionally servants, and we are duty bound to serve this world. Until the living entity comes to this point of accepting our position, we will remain tormented by material intellect. So human life begins when a soul decides to come and offer this or her death to Krishna. So our life begins from the basis. And you see the similar to our time, so the huge scripture. It begins from home and all over the world. It's the beginning of human life. The beginning. That now we are surrounding ourselves for Krishna. I've been running since high Gloria. And the experience has never been wonderful. It has not been sweet. Now our fortune is showing this. Because my brother from his rewriting of his lectures and explanations, he decided to compile it. When good fortune arises, when good fortune arises, the soul will meet with a representative of Krishna. And after being trained for some time, when a devotee has decided, yes, I am satisfied with the process and I want to commit myself for life, and when is introduced to the Paramahansa, is accepted by his specialist, Paramahansa. So today we are being introduced to the divine system of rectifying our lives and returning back from back to God. That is initiation, we are being initiated. Initiate does not mean the end. Initial. This is the beginning. You're just beginning our journey of going back home. It's initiation. You're being initiated. So it is not the end. Now I'm initiated. Everything is finished. No, we are beginning now. We are beginning. And because we are beginning, it is very important for us to know what we are trying to do. What are we trying to do? We have been living under the stringent law of material ministry for a long time. And because of our long association with Maya, our primary nature has become secondary. So much so that conditioned souls think we are material beings who are trying to become spiritual. It is not. We are spiritual beings who have been undergoing material experience. And we have become accustomed to a secondary nature that spirituality is now so difficult, So many devotees have a lot of doubt. You can imagine the level of doubt in some devotees' mind. A doubt. It is a great demon. A powerful demon. Tormenting the conditions. Why? Because we have been faithful servant of Maya for long. And that is the nature. Anything we associate with for a long time, we will certainly become that. So now we are trying to escape. And to do this, we need some guidance. We have a powerful process to get the living entity renovated. So many processes to get the living entity conditions renovated. We have hearing of the scriptures, chanting the Mahamantra, taking the scriptures, avoiding sinful activities, living a holy life, and having good associations with devotees, worshipping the deities, preaching this philosophy to other living entities. These activities are divine and eternal. So we need the training to understand. So now we are, some of us have already accepted. Those of us who have already been initiated, they are chanting. It is compulsory to renew our vows every day. We do that by coming before the Prabhupada and the Guru Puja. When they are offering the flower to Prabhupada, it's a renewal of our vows which we have taken on initiation day. And for those of us who are entering into that, now we are awakening to human life, not animal life we have been living since. Competing with animals is not life. This is what we are doing. So now we have accepted to become human beings, okay, so that we can do the activities which are meant for human beings. For example, we are keeping for the religious principle, not necessarily no gambling, no education, and no place eating. Please try to understand that it is not devotional exercise. It's not spiritual activity. It is just to make us human beings. When we are human beings, we can do activities which are meant for human beings. For civilized people, we don't have to tell them this, because they know this is not be done. It's not be done. It's not done. But for some uncivilized people, this is a big austerity, because we are become accustomed to something like living like you. So it's a big austerity. So much of austerity that even after promising we're not going to do. But we should know that the real Guru Dakshina, the real Guru Dakshina is not when you finish initiation, you go take something. That is not the real Dakshina. This is external. The real dakshina which a devotee should keep, the real dakshina is to keep the vows you have promised for them. That is a dakshina. I'm promising my spiritual master, who is very, very kind, so kind, that taking risk to help me become successful in the greatest occupation one could ever do in his or her life. The spiritual and devotional life, that's the greatest occupation, our natural occupation. So someone who wants to guide me in this process is so special. It's so special that We should never violate the principle. Because the spiritual master, who is accepting our sinful life, you should know what it means. Life since time immemorial, or sinful life, not a holy life. Someone is volunteering to take that. The spiritual master take that. It's an easy business. It's a risky business. And what is our appreciation for that? Very principle. like Christians. Christians are very happy to see their guru nailed on the cross. Jesus the Christ is on the cross. And even to the Christian, they nail him. They put one there. Come on, stay there. Stay there. You are so kind. Stay there. Is that nice? Is that good for a living entity to do? Even if he's not your guru, even if he's not your guru, but is it necessary to be so wicked? We should be brothers and sisters keepers. Just that. To be brothers and sisters keepers. It's a risky business. It's the proper explain this. All of you should read. All of you should want to read Srimad Bhagavatam and to 8, chapter 4, text 15. The Prabhupada mentioned that the spiritual master accepting disciple is risky. Because when you have accepted a spiritual master, when you have accepted a spiritual master, either initiated or not initiated, but once we have accepted, this is my guru, you are chanting the Panama mantra. You should know that you are connected. Your fears, your anxieties, your frustrations, all your sinful activity goes to him. He's taking that. And sometimes it will manifest, you have bad dreams. So it's risky. Therefore, all devotees being initiated in this movement, we should be well acquainted with the ten offenses. Initiated devotees should not be looking at the book to recite the ten offenses. You shouldn't look at the book after initiation. Before initiation, every devotee should memorize the 10 offenses in our head. Don't look at the book. It is wrong. It means you don't know it. You are not reciting it. But this is the lecture which is given to you to begin your life. Initiation day. The 10 offenses being recited. Means it is very important to know it. So after this, you should not be referring to the book. You should know it from the head and be reciting it every day. In the temple, we recite in the morning. Some temples. And after that, everything is finished. We forget it. But we shouldn't forget it. We should always do it. So we'll go through it. The 10 offenses. We should avoid. Why we chant the Hare Krishna mantra? If you don't keep this, the 11th one, our child mention is the mother for the many 10 offenses. So if one can avoid the 11th offense, the 10 offenses will be easily avoided. Easily. So we should try to understand 11 offenses, which is being inattentive while we chant is a murder. The one who is attentive and chanting, he will not commit the 10 offenses. The one who is not free from inattentive chanting, who cannot avoid committing the 10 offenses, we will commit them. We should know them. We can try avoid them. If we want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, you must chant inoffensive chanting. And to have inattentive chanting, to have attentive chanting, you should know the thing of it and try to avoid it. Number one is that devotees are not paid workers, they are volunteers. So they are taking the risk to represent Krishna by preaching the glories of the holy name. Because they are doing this activity which is so dear to Krishna, they are also very dear to Krishna. Very dear to Krishna. Krishna killed the name. So blaspheming devotees who are propagating the cult of bhakti, the change in the holy name, very dangerous. Blaspheme. It's dangerous. It will check our progress, our chanting. So much so that I've been chanting for many years. Kisara's Kavari Goswami mentioned the chapter of prayer. Once you know that the main reason why one is chanting the holy name for many years and the ecstasy, which is the symptoms of chanting, is not coming, we should know that there is no other reason than offenses. It's offenses. There's no other thing there. It's not because I have no money, it's not because I have no job, it's not because I have no food, it's not because I have no house, I have no husband, I have no wife, I have no children. It is because of offenses. That's the only reason. We should try not to blaspheme devotees. Even if we have said something, it should be nicely presented out of care, out of love, out of concern to help the environment, to help the devotees, but not to blaspheme. Number two, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he does not just have to physically do everything. But as he has a team with Ivas, Luya, hey. Lord Krishna has seen innumerable energies, his Shakti, and whenever he desires to do something, he has all the necessary things just to desire it. And you commission one of his Shakti to do that. Like today we have one Shakti. So Krishna has so many sakti like the demigods who are in charge of the managerial affairs of the material world. They manage this material world. And some of them are so powerful, like the Brahma and the base of all of Shiva, who is who is not a jiva and is not completely Vishnu. But it's a glance of Vishnu in Vishnu. So he's both Vishnu and demigod. That's the position of Shiva. But still, because he is not completely Vishnu, to put him on the same level with Vishnu is an offense. It's a disgrace, a dishonor. Krishna is not. Krishna placed demigod on the same level with Vishnu. Even though it's so powerful. Just like if you put a secretary on the director's chair, huh? Is it, does it happen in office? One day your director just comes and see your secretary sitting on your chair. You say, Jaro, right? We will feel bad. What is this? We fire. Isn't it? What about the Supreme Presidente? The Supreme. He would just smile because the father. He's the Supreme Father. After all, the Bhagavad Gita, he said, what? Sama. It should be equal. So, yeah, it's equal. It's equal to all the entities. So, he can overlook that. After all, the Father will overlook the misdeed of the children. No, he didn't respect, disrespect. A journalist look at Prabhupada and he said, I can see that your disciples practically worship. And you say you're not God. Prabhupada said, yes, I I have to train them in that way. They should understand the position of the spiritual master. Otherwise, they only make advancements. So I have to teach them that way. So they can understand the position and the position of the spiritual master. In this way, they have the correct mentality that will help them to make advancement in Christian consciousness. One has no faith in the spiritual master. One has a doubt of the spiritual master. One has no transparent relationship with the spiritual master. The advancement cannot be progressive. Check. So we should know. So we don't put demigod on the same level with a bishop. His position is different. Location position is different. Demigod position is different. Even though there is agent and they are working under him, position is different. That should be clearly understood. Not that in an altar you put sign. Right? Many people have signing. Behind. No, you don't do that. If you do that, don't make a mess. Because you are looking at someone else who is superior to Krishna. So, no, Krishna has not equal. He is the supreme authority. Everything else is under him. Nothing is above or equal to him. Everything is under him. That's Krishna's position. So, we should understand the position of demigods. We should understand the position of Krishna. Should be clearly understood that we can make advancement and respect Krishna in that position. Number three, the spiritual masters, they are representing Krishna. They are Krishna's favorite, even though we say Krishna is not favorite. But it is natural that the child that is always doing what this is you. We dear to you. Even though you are not partial to your children, but you have more affection, more attention, more responsibility is given to the child that is always there for you and understand exactly what you want to do, and he does it without second thought. He has special concern. It is natural. So Krishna has that. That his pure representatives are very, very special in the nine countries. The Durvasimuni and Ambarishman. Durvasimuni offended Ambarishman. Ambarishman, he didn't take offense. And he was in trouble. He wanted to put a devotee in trouble, but the trouble fell on his side. He was running for 1 year. Even went to see Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu told him, my friend, I cannot help you. Because I am 100% dependent on my devotees. I'm baptized now. My independence is gone. It's given to my devotees. My devotees have taken my independence. I'm completely dependent on my devotees. And in the fourth country, Krishna in Matsya Avatar is telling the devotee, please don't put me back in the ocean. Big fishes are there. They will eat me up. Please protect me. The supreme protector of the living entities is requesting for protection. Krishna didn't request protection from Kamsa, from Hirakasipu. Hirakasipu, he is the second person whose existence make the six seasons to be present. The number one person is Krishna. The second person who did that is Hirakasipu. When Hirakasipu took over the universe, all six seasons were present out of fear of him. But Krishna didn't pray, oh, Hirakasipu, please protect me. I'm afraid of you. He didn't do that. But Krishna is taking his devotee. Give me protection. Please give me protection. Give me protection. But Krishna is happy. And the lack of Maharaja Yashoda, and faithfully obeying the chastisement of Srimati Nandarani Yashoda Maya. This is happy doing that. Not pretending.
He enjoys that. Happily.
100%.
So the devotees are very, very dear to Krishna.
And in the purport, to this verses, Krishna is speaking to Vasamani. The devotee lives in my heart, and I lives in the heart of my devotees. My devotee does not know anything, anybody but me. And I also don't know anything, anybody but my devotees. And Papa said in the purport, so if you disturb a devotee, you are giving pain to different hearts. So the spiritual master lives in the heart of Krishna. You disturb the spiritual master, you are giving pain to Krishna. And Krishna will be happy with you. Krishna will be happy, the holy name will be very happy. You will chant the alphabet, not the holy name. The holy name is different from the alphabet. They are different. So we should not take these 10 offenses to be ordinary just offenses. They are complete tools, technologies to help people become successful in our Christian consciousness. Therefore, we should carefully understand the 10 offenses. Every devotee should carefully give attention to the 10 offenses and memorize it, recite it every day to help us understand what we need to do to become successful in our Christian business. One should not disrespect the spiritual master. That is why you should not allow someone to choose a guru for you. You should choose yourself, because it is your choice. When temptation comes, when you get chastisement, will you be able to take it? If someone else recommended you, there will be some resentment. And that resentment is heavy demarcation between you and the disciple, that you won't be that master. It is subtle, but it is heavy. You should know. Gross thing is not as heavy as subtle things. You should not never disrespect, disobey the spiritual master. Just like if a patient disrespects a doctor, what will happen to you? You are very sick. The doctor have diagnosed you completely and have recommended some medicine. You take the medicine. You will be healthy. You will be cured. You die. So if you disobey the spiritual master, what will happen to us? You will die spiritually. Because the holy name will not be there. What will you do if you don't have the holy name? What will you do if you don't have the holy name? If you don't have the shelter of the spiritual master. One who is not blind. We are all blind. But the one who is not blind will lead us. The spiritual master is not blind. Some spiritual masters, they know the philosophy. Some does not know the philosophy. It is not a disqualification. It's not a disqualification. Their inside is full of Krishna consciousness. It's full of Krishna consciousness. So, we should carefully understand the position of Krishna consciousness. One who can help us, just like a criminal who is arrested and taken to court, who will defend a criminal? Who? A lawyer. So even in ordinary life, a criminal will deny having stolen anything, but he will admit his stealing activity, propensity to the lawyer, I did it. I stole. But what happened?
So a disciple must tell the guru.
Otherwise, you're like a criminal who is also deceiving your brother. Or a patient who is refusing to take the prescription given by the doctor.
We should try to understand that.
Number four, the scriptures are our guide. They guide us. They have all the emanations of Krishna, directly Krishna. They guide us. If you don't have a scripture to back everything we do in Krishna consciousness, what will you do? It's all foolishness. All foolishness. Doing something you don't know. It's ignorance. It's idol worship. So we know what we're doing from the scripture. The Christian gave the scripture, which is his own breath, as a guide. The scriptures which are guiding us, we should never disrespect the scripture. Some people that are burning the scripture, that is complete ignorance. And the consequences is that, so like Prabhupada says, what that Prabhupada said, let all literatures in this world be destroyed. All be destroyed. You have Bhagavatam. You have nothing left. You have everything. If you have Bhagavatam, you are complete. Let all the literatures be done with. Let us keep Bhagavatam. So if you have Bhagavatam, you have everything. And the Prabhupada said, every page of Bhagavatam is what? Krishna. So if you burn Bhagavatam, you throw Bhagavatam, or you kill the Bhagavatam to children to play with and throw them, very, very dangerous risk. So be careful with this. The few profanes. Hare Krishna mantra can. The potency, the glory, or the potency of the Holy Spirit. So Rupa Goswami said, he confessed, I have no strength to explain the potency of this two syllables, Krishna. Rupa Goswami, our acharyas, this is his experience. I have no strength to explain how powerful this mantra is. One is hearing this and says, oh, this is exaggeration. Nah, it's so powerful like that. Jesus is a great, I have experience. I have experience. Gopal Chapa. He gets a rascal man who does not know. Challenge Haridas. How can you say the holy name? I work so much just to get so much austerity I perform, and liberation is still difficult. And you just come. Just make this very difficult thing so common like this, and you're putting the holy name so high. If it's not like that, I curse you. And as soon as he said that, his own horse, he has a very nice, his fancy, nice, not my horse. He said he's very nice, tiny, beautiful. They proceed, cut it. In a few days, all his beautiful fingers cut off. He became useless. He died just to condemn Haridas, who is Amacharya. So we cannot sufficiently glorify the holy name. It is not an exaggeration. The one thing that is an exaggeration is a great offense. It is not. The holy name contains everything. All Krishna's past times are here inside the name. Everything. The deities I worship is inside the name. Everything. Krishna himself is in the name. The name is everything. It is not an exaggeration. To think that this is another thing is exaggeration. Not so far. Like, I've been chanting for how many years now? I've not overcome. I mean, brings me to Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I'm not seeing anything yet. Why can't you speak so highly about the Holy Name? It's a creation. If you have not seen something, that is your problem. The problem is not the Holy Name. It is your own problem. Because you have not taken shelter of the Holy Name yet. If you have taken shelter of the Name, you will see wonders. You will see wonders. Every day, your life will be Christmas Day. Every day. For those who are chanting Christmas, every day is Christmas Day. So if you're not experiencing that, Krishna Das Kavala Goswami told us the ancient answer to that. It's an offense. It's an offense only. Not as a Christian. And number six, we should not interpret the name. Leave the name as it is. Just change the name. Don't give some other interpretation. And speculate on what the name is. Leave it like that. Just chant it like that. Either you know or you don't know, just chant it like that faithfully. Even following the authorities, chant the name, you get the blessing. And then from there you get the Holy Spirit blessing, which is joy for Godhead and going back from heart to heart. So not now. And then number seven, one should not think that, yes, thank you very much, Guru Dev, thank you, Prabhu, thank you. Now you have given me the secret. The secret is that the Holy Name is so powerful, so I can chant it repeatedly. So if I break principle, come and chant the name 64 and tomorrow, I will neutralize everything. That is a great offense. If a sinful person chants the name, knowingly or unknowingly, you get healed. If one is taking undue advantage of the name, to chant the name so you can commit offenses, it becomes a different thing entirely. It is now an offense. It is not a source of liberation again, it is a source of destruction. So we should not commit offenses on the strength of the potency of the Holy Name. The name is so wonderful, so I can do any nonsense and then change the name. After all, 64 tomorrow, so I'll do 64. And I will neutralize offenses and nonsense. You will not be protected by the name. The name will destroy us because of offenses. Number eight, in the scripture there are so many powerful processes for purification. There are so many processes. This is one. And this is one of it recommended in the scripture. To do this for purification. How sacrifice is there? And many other processes like that. We should not think that all these things, all this process of purification is on the same level with the Holy Name. It is not. If you think that they are the same, it's an offense. If you think that we can do this and it's as good as chanting the Holy Name, it's an offense. The name it is completely opposite what the ritual is recommended in the scripture. The name is different. So don't think that if we do puja, then beautiful. Yes. You are the same as chanting the Holy Name. It is not the same. It is different. The Holy Name is 100% different from all the recommended processes in the scripture. It's different. Number 10. If one is hearing all these glories, hearing all these activities of Krishna, if one still maintains attachment for saying the obligation, it's also an impediment to chanting the Holy Name. Attachments should be given up. It is not that we should give up activities. Activities should not be given up. But our selfish saying gratification for enjoying those activities should be given up. It becomes a detriment to our progress in Christian consciousness. And the last one is to be inattentive. Inattentive is very dangerous. We already mentioned that it is from inattentive nature we get the 10 offenses. So to avoid 10 offenses, we should be careful with being inattentive. inattentive, you see many devotees, they chant in the class. Many devotees, they chant, they do the japa in the class. That is inattentive chanting. You are not present there already. You are not. And devotees, they are chanting with the steering. The gift is the right hand, the steering left hand. It is inattentive chanting. Devotee, this is inattentive. Inattentive, the devotee is chanting, the cell phone is the right hand, is the left hand, inattentive chanting. All these things are inattentive things. Cell phone in the left hand, being in the right hand. Inattentiveness. You are chanting and answering a phone call or making a phone call is inattentive chanting. Very dangerous. You can do it, but you should know that it is dangerous for you. Not for me, for you. You are chanting. I'm planning the activities you are going to do for the day. It's inattentive chanting. You are chanting and being distracted by distractions. Some people, inattentive chanting becomes a distraction to you. All these are inattentive chanting. Becoming distracted by distraction from others means you are not serious. You should not be distracted. Give attention to the holy name. You are chanting, having a long conversation, meeting, conference. And sometimes we chant and we are engaged in discussion and forget that the beat is in our hand. Inattentive chanting. And some devotees, they chant also like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. If somebody comes to talk with them, inattentive chanting. After 1 hour, I come back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Inattentive chanting. All these things are useless. Please don't do this nonsense. It's not japa. The Krishna gave us 24 hours. And we have so many nonsense activities to do that we don't have time for japa. And some devotees, they are dragging their 16 hours from morning to night. From morning to night, they are chanting 16 hours. Morning to night. Just 16 hours. They are chanting from morning to night. And not only chanting from morning to night, till the next day, they have not completed. Inattentiveness. Krishna is showing us we are inattentive. Sometimes you are chanting, it will fall from the hand. Krishna is showing you that it's inattentive, you're not concentrating, not focused. And one devotee told me that if it happened like that, he just grabbed it from me, we are continuing chanting. I said that is inattentive chanting. Don't count that as a sin now. Chanting and watching television. Ah! We are playing like this. Inattentiveness. Inattentive chanting. Not japa is not to be done at our leisure time. When we pray okay for the day, then you watch television and chant. You're watching. All inattentiveness. We will do like this for many, many, many lifetimes. And then we will run away. And some devotees missing their beat. Krishna is telling you are offensive to the name. You have no attachment, no taste for the name, no attachment. Do we misplace our cell phone? Let's say someone stole it from us. We keep our cell phone very close. But the beat. And we don't know where we lost it. The holy name is not happy. We don't know. Keep your deed very close to you. If something is dear to you, keep it very close. Keep it very close to you. Don't keep it behind. Be very close so that if some thief is coming to steal it, you can see. You are a thief coming. They are chanting nicely. Somebody coming to talk what you say, thief. People are coming to talk what you do in Japa. They are thieves. They are your enemies. Don't give them a chance. Because those are inattentive. It will drag your Japa for money tonight. Please, let us try to avoid this. Hare Krishna.